Blog Talk Radio.
G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. Welcome to the Hard Love Radio Show. I hope you have had a good night, and I can just say this. It's been a beautiful day, and I'm just thankful to God for life and for good health. And I pray that you guys are doing well as well. Tonight, if you're tuning in, there's a different format to the show. What's happening is that on Tuesdays from 9 to 10, there'll be preaching. There'll be a word given, whether it's from me or from someone else, from another minister, on Tuesdays. And then on Thursdays, some nice music, some conversation, different guests coming in. If you guys were here last Thursday, you really missed a treat. I had Life Coach, author, and radio host Corey George on the show last Thursday. So you guys definitely have to check it out. Check it out when you get a chance, all right? Now, what I would like for you guys to know tonight, that the topic for tonight is there is hope. There is hope. You know, Easter's over. You focus so much on the weekend leading up to Jesus' resurrection. It comes and you celebrate and have fun with family. Then it's Monday, and you're back to the same job. You're back to the same situation. You're back to the same circumstance. Your bills are still due. You still don't know what to do next. In the back of your mind, you still wonder if things are going to change. I'm here to encourage you. If that's you, I'm here to encourage you tonight. There is still hope. There is hope. I pray right now that God will touch your heart, that He's speaking through me. I pray that God's word will permeate your mind and speak life into your situation. You know, when it comes to the fact that there is hope, let me say in Jesus' name, I pray these things. When we talk about there is hope, there are three main points I want to get out tonight for you guys. The first point is that God loves you. The second point, God wants you to know. God wants you to never give up. I apologize. God wants you to never give up. The third thing is that God wants you to love. You know, and we're going to talk about this. I hope you guys are in for a treat. The number here is 646-595-4311. 646-595-4311. There's hope. And what we're going to do right now, before I even get into word, I'd like to play a song for you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy this. This song is entitled Bless Him, and this is from Bryant Barnett.
He is good to me. He is good.
Oh, I'm gonna
Hope you guys enjoyed that. This is G Wright, and you're listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. The word for tonight is this: there is still hope. You know, and I say this, and we talk about the fact that there's hope. And I say that there's hope today because there are some people, you know, the weekend has come and it's gone, and we celebrate Jesus' resurrection and the event that happened so many years ago for those who believe that he is the Christ. And I just want to encourage you today with this first point, is that God loves you. And the fact that there is hope, I need you to understand that God loves you. In John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Verse 17 says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. I need you to understand that God loves you so much that he sent his Son, his one and only Son, to die for you. That's, if anything, should be a big statement to you. If you're having a problem thinking that God loves you, I need you to understand that he sent his one and only Son to die for you. Now, that's a miracle. Who would send their child, their one and only child, to die on the cross for someone else? Because the word continues on in a different part of the Bible where it says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So God loves you because he gave us a gift, a miracle, his own Son. And then I want you to understand the ramification of the fact that this love from God, the fact that God loves you, is the fact that he made a way to get to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Let me tell you this, a parent-child relationship. Now, we understand that as Christians, we believe that God, Emmanuel means God with us. God, you know, God stepped out of time. He stepped out of time and put on flesh. That's the only way he was going to be able to get to us. Put in the form, and Jesus became a man and everything. Just the fact that he sent his own Son, a part of himself, came down here to save us. You know, that's a miracle enough. That's enough to hopefully encourage you, the fact that God loves you. And then for those who are thinking, who have a problem with condemning themselves, I want you to understand that in verse 17 of John chapter 3, it says that God didn't send his Son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. I want you to understand this. God did not send Jesus to condemn you, but to save you. God loves you. And it says in the word of God also, it says that there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. I talk about this word, I'm using this word condemn, because I think that sometimes we feel as if we are already defeated before we even get started. We feel like we're defeated before we can even begin. We feel like we're defeated so much that we don't believe in hope. But I just want to encourage you today that there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. God loves you no matter where you've been or what you've done. There is hope. Why? Because God loves you so much. He loves you no matter where you've been or what you've done. And the thing about it is this: no matter how good we try to live, we try to act, without Jesus, without to plead the blood of Jesus over our lives, over us, and without believing in who Jesus is, there's no way to get to the Father. And the thing about it is this, that God loves you. There's hope because God loves you, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done. You know, don't beat yourself over the head over some of the mistakes that you might make, because we've all sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. We've all sinned. You know, so there is hope. God loves you. If you would like to call in or chime in on anything that I'm saying, you know, the number here is 646-595-4311. The number here is 646-595-4311. And for those who are also calling in, I know that some of you don't like to necessarily come on air, it's all right. But just make sure that you press the 1 in the cue button so I know that you're actually ready to actually say something. But what we're going to do right now is we're going to go to another song. And I'll come back with my second point for the night. This song right now is a song that I hope you guys will love. This is Sunny Hawkins, the daughter-in-law to none other than Tremaine Hawkins. Daddy's Got You Now.
So you got a deal, so you got a kick. Guess who sees it, guess who knows and cares about it. Almost broke again, trying to work your plan. Slow down on the stressing, cause it's not in your hands. You don't have to worry, no, you don't have to bother. It's being handled by your almighty Father. Just let him do it, he'll ease your mind on through it. He loves it so much more than you could ever know.
Yeah.
you guys listened to the Hard Love Radio Show. I hope you enjoyed that. This is G Wright coming to you. That was none other than Sonny Hawkins. Daddy's got you now. You listen to the Hard Love Radio Show, and the word for tonight is this: there is still hope. If you just tuned in, the number here is 646-595-4311. There is still hope. First point was this: God loves you. If you get a chance, check out John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. This word, is a word that I'm going to say is a potluck word because these different verses could be made into different messages of hope and inspiration alone. But this is what I'm giving you right now, what God's laid in my heart. My second point is this, or before I even go on, let me tell you this. God is always there. If God loves you, he's always there. Jesus said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. You know, we do have the Spirit. We do have the Holy Spirit. And if you yield yourself to the Holy Spirit, God will lead you and bring you into all truth. And you can have that personal communion with God. Because God speaks to you. That still small voice that you hear encouraging you and leading and directing you, you know, the Holy Spirit is there. There's hope. God loves you. My second point tonight is this: God wants you to never give up. God wants you to never give up. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, just feel free to check out Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. Philippians chapter 3. Verses 12 to 14, and I have to say this, you guys, it's amazing how the number 3 is in each. I'm looking in the third book of each chapter that I'm going to be sharing with you guys tonight. The first one is John 3:16-17. This one is it's Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14, and it says this: not that I have already obtained this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. God wants you to never give up. Always press. Be tenacious. Now press, that means to give something your all till something happens. Have you ever been in the press? And I know I've never given birth, neither will I ever give birth, thank God. But thank God for the ladies out there who have pressed. So there's a press, you know, in this context that I'll never know. But for all the ladies out there who have given birth, you know, I've heard stories about the press. I've heard stories about the press of actually pushing, taking a deep breath, and then you have to push some more. Then you have to take a couple more deep breaths, and you have to push even harder. And then you have these contractions where you have to push. You have different times in between you already know, ladies, you already know. You probably could tell me about it. But that's a press. That's a press. And for brothers out there, a press might be having to move something that is so heavy. You push it, you give it your all, and then you might have to take a breather, whether it's for a few seconds or even a minute. Then you push again. You know, that's the same thing we have to do in our Christian walk. And the fact that there is hope, God wants you to never give up. He wants you to always press. Be tenacious about it. Now, this acronym that we use called P-U-P-U-S-H. It spells push, but it says basically pray until something happens. You know, same thing with us. With the fact of God, that God wants you to never give up, He wants you to press. He wants you to push until something happens. He wants you to pray until something happens. Now, that comes with some tenacity. You have to have some tenacity to do that. You know, you have to encourage yourself. You know, you have to encourage yourself with songs. You have to encourage yourself to do the things that God has called you to do. You have to encourage yourself. Never give up. Now, one thing I can say is this. One thing about myself and anyone out there who actually knows me, know that I'm tenacious. I press. Now, sometimes I will get tired. Sometimes I will become tired. Sometimes I will have my times where I might be even depressed sometimes. And sometimes that will happen to the best of us. But God doesn't want us to give up. Never, ever, ever just throw in the towel. Because once you throw in the towel, that is it. You know, in this season, you know, I've been losing weight, and I've started to really, really get myself back on my good eating plan. Because as the older I become as a black male, or just as even as a human being who happens to be a black male, you know, cholesterol and things like that, those bad habits can really begin to take a lot of life out of you. Excess weight can take life out of you. It can shorten your life. It can make your life more difficult. So my next point is this: underneath the fact that God wants you to never give up, He wants you to always press, and sometimes you have to drop the weight if you have to. You know, sometimes in being tenacious and never giving up, you have to drop the weight. It's like running a race and you have 80 pounds on your back, and you expect to finish this race, but you have so much weight on you. But what God wants us to do is this: to lay aside every weight, every hindrance that keeps us from getting to the mark. We have to lay aside every weight. You know, not just necessarily body weight, situations, pressure, circumstances, you know, worrying. You know, we have to lay aside weight, friendships, people. Things can weigh you down if you allow them to weigh you down. People, relationships, friendships can weigh you down. Sometimes you have to free yourself and allow yourself to be freed from that stuff so you can run the race. You have to drop the weight. And the thing about it is this: in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, it says this: "Brothers, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead." You have to forget what's behind you. As we walk this life as Christians, we've got to let things go. We have to drop the excess weight. Forget what's behind you. You know, sometimes what's behind you, we allow sometimes those things that are behind us to hold us down. It's like trying to run a race. You have a huge rubber band around your waist, and you have something like 200 pounds behind you dragging, depending on how strong you are, or either just keeping you while you're trying to press toward those things. You know, you have to loose yourself of that thing so that you can run the race. Because the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong. but to the one who endures to the end. And that's the thing about it. Drop the weight if you have to. Forget the things that are behind you, and just remember this thing, that the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong. It doesn't matter how fast you are or how strong you are. If you keep on pressing and you never give up, you will get to the prize. You will get to the place where God wants you to be. You will see that there is hope in the midst of your storm. You will see these different things. So I encourage you to drop the weight. And then this thing, the other point I'm going to say is this: walk in faith. God wants you to never give up. You've got to walk in faith. Faith, Hebrews 11, 1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Some things that you're hoping for, but God says you have to have faith, you have to believe in it, even though you don't see it. And then once it does come, it's the evidence of things that you haven't seen, things not seen. Because you believed, because you had faith, things will happen for you. Doors will open for you. But you have to have that faith. You have to have that faith. You have to have that faith. So you have to walk in the thing. You have to walk in the faith. One of my friends, she had a song called Walkie Talkie, Walk That Talkie. And I'm not going to get too much into that. Yes, the song is copyrighted. But basically, the song is basically saying, you got to walk that talk. So we have to walk that faith. We have to walk that faith. We have to walk that life of faith. We have to walk out our faith. There's still hope. We've got to walk out that faith. Faith and hope goes together. And it says in the Word of God that we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk in faith. As Christians, faith has to be one of the top things behind prayer, communing with God, reading the Word of God. Everything has to be in faith and in love. Abraham, he lived a life of faith. Moses lived a life of faith. Joshua lived a life of faith. And it goes on and on and on and on. And then Jesus, of course, he embodied everything. All the different things Jesus experienced and Jesus walked while he was here in the flesh. He walked in faith. And we, as the body of Christ, like the 12 disciples, we've got to walk our lives in faith. Yes, there is still hope. And with that, we've got to do this. Always press, drop the weight if we have to, and walk in faith. We got to walk the thing. You know, I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves right now. This is G. Wright, and you're listening to Heart of Love Radio Show. The number here is 646-595-4311. Right now, I'm going to play a song from the Anointed Pace Sisters. It's my time to be blessed, and I'll be right back with my third point for tonight.
There's a season of time and a purpose of time to be born, oh, and a time to die, a time to put the clock on. But the Lord shall
deliver us from them all. Just hold on to the words He has spoken over your life. If you wait on the Lord, He shall renew your strength, your strength, your strength.
And at the appointed time, you can surely say.
Yo, this is TAZ of ATAZP Blog Talk Radio Show. Giving a shout out to my little brother, G. Wright of the Heart of Love Show. on Blog Talk Radio. Believe it or not, G-Wright, this beat is for the new Be Blessed 70 gospel CD by me. G-Rizite, always keep the show hot and tizite. And I'll talk to you later, all Rizite.
Hello guys, this is G Wright, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. And if you're just tuning in, the word for tonight, the message for tonight is this: there is still hope. There is still hope. You know, the first point tonight, made tonight, is this: God loves you. He sent his only son to die for you. He didn't send him to condemn you, but to save you, and he's always there. My second point tonight is this: God wants you to never give up. Always press. Be tenacious. Drop the weight, the excess weight, if you have to, and then walk in faith. You know, the third point tonight, underneath there is hope, is this: God wants you to love. Yes, I've said it. God wants you to love. You know, when we think about love, we think so much of thinking in our society about the feeling. I love you. Now, is that person still lovable even if you're tired, even if you're cranky? You know, now, I know I can give you this example. I'm going to give you an example, what I mean. You know I can talk. And I know that sometimes when I was growing up, I would have so much to talk about. I would have so much in my heart that I would like to talk. But sometimes, you know, I wouldn't even give a mother a chance to come in the door. I would always start talking. The second I heard that second door, that second lock turn and the door opened, I was, boom, right there. Now, mind you, you know, I know my mom still loves me. I knew she loved me then. But, you know, she still needed some space. You know, I just didn't give her time. After she said hello, you know, I need to give her some time to get herself together after work and things like that. It doesn't mean that she didn't love me at all. You know, just it means she needed a couple of seconds to get herself, a few minutes to get herself together. But God wants you to love. It's an action. You know, it's not just necessarily a feeling. And then you've got to remember that that person loves you, even in that situation. So God wants you to love. It's an action. It's an action. It's more than just a feeling. It's an actual action. You know, it's a verb, and it's real. You know, love is real. You know, so that's one thing God wants you to do. He wants you to love. Then real quick, before I even go even further, if you have your Bibles, turn to Colossians chapter 3, verses 12-14. That's Colossians chapter 3, verses 12-14, with emphasis on verse 14. So I'm reading verses 12 and 13 so you can understand 14. It says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you." Verse 14, "And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." God wants you to love. If you're wondering what does this have to do with hope, with the fact that there is still hope, I'm going to explain this thing to you. Love keeps everything together. You know, imagine a rubber band. And imagine that you have a whole bunch of things. In fact, not even necessarily a rubber band. Imagine that you have a piece of cloth, right? And you need to keep everything together. So you put everything in the middle of the table and you use this cloth and you bind it around it. And you bind that cloth keeps everything around it. It keeps everything. Everything, it keeps everything together. That's what love does. Love keeps everything together. Love can heal the pain of a broken heart. You know, the thing about it is that people just want to be loved. People just want to know that they can be loved. You know, people want to know that their situations can be fixed. If you have a broken heart, someone who has a broken heart, you know, love will heal their heart. Love can heal their hearts. Love can mend family issues. It can change your situation. So God wants you to love because love keeps everything together. It binds everything together. It can heal the pain of a broken heart. It can mend family issues. Can change your situation. You know, it's amazing that you can see people who have been hurt by situations in their past. But as soon as they begin to allow love to work in their lives, in their hearts, you know, love will keep everything together. It will heal. It will mend family issues. It will bring family together. Love can change your situation. You might feel like you don't have any hope. I want you to understand that love can change your situation. And like I said earlier, love is more than a feeling. It's an action. It's a verb. It's real. If I can't just say I love you, I got to show you that I love you. My actions have to show you that I love you. My actions have to go along with my saying it and saying, oh, I love you. You know, it has to go more than just a feeling. I feel these goosebumps. It must be love. No, love is, if it must be love, then guess what? You're going to do things that correspond with that. Not just a feeling, but you're going to do things, you're going to act on it. You're going to do things to show people that you love them. You know, and love leads to hope. Because I know some of you might be wondering, what does God want you to love have to do with there is hope? It has everything to do with hope because of this. You know, we got to be optimistic about our situation. You have to be optimistic about your situation. Love leads to hope. You know what? I've been thinking about this play, this musical called The Wiz, and I've been discussing it with my kids. And I've been just allowing them to see it, and we've been discussing some things about this movie. You know, you have a Dorothy and you have a Toto. You have people who are, you have a person who's afraid. She's afraid to step out on her own. We're talking about The Wiz now. We're not talking about The Wizard of Oz. We're talking about The Wiz that starred Diana Ross and Michael Jackson, legendary stars like Richard Pryor, Lena Horne, and so many other artists that I'm not going to just try and mess up on their names. But basically is this. You have Dorothy, you have Toto. She's afraid. She doesn't have any hope. She ends up going outside, there's a massive blizzard going on, and then, you know how Hollywood is. A tornado comes and whisks her off to Oz. And when she gets to Oz, she's in a place where she's never been. Remember, this particular woman was afraid to venture out on her own. She was afraid to leave her aunt's house and move to her own place on the other side of town in New York. She was afraid, but she found herself in a new place where she had no idea she would be. And then what happened is this. She met the Scarecrow, played by Michael Jackson. You know, Michael Jackson at that point was in a situation where the crows were having a ball with him, telling him, you know, he cannot get down off that pole. But she came because she saw that he was in pain. She went and she helped him. She scared the crows away. She and Toto, she encouraged him to get off the pole. Then they found the yellow brick road, and they took the yellow brick road. And I'm gonna say that the yellow brick road is basically hope. And that love that she had within her led to the hope. The yellow brick road symbolized for them hope. And then along this road, in the woods, they came across the Tin Man. Now the Tin Man was in a junkyard underneath some metal things, and because of that love that she already had on the inside of her, which went not only from her but also it became contagious. It also went to Scarecrow. Then it went to them, inviting the Tin Man. Then it went from them, the three of them, going down the yellow brick road, this road of hope, I'm going to say. They come across the lion, who pretended to be so mean. And this lion needed to go as well to see the wizards. And guess what? That love led them to the road of hope. And they kept on going down this road of hope. And if you don't know, she was suffering from fear. The Scarecrow wanted the brain, but he was already doing it. The Tin Man wanted a heart, but he had a heart. His actions showed that he had a heart. The Lion wanted courage, but he was brave, and he helped save them along their road. And then after a while, whatever it is that she thought, that Dorothy thought about the Wiz and the in this movie, stage play, it happened to be that he wasn't really even really that powerful. What she thought really wasn't at all. And the moral of that story became the fact that there's no need for her to fear, because she needed to have that faith. She needed to believe that she had that, that she could make it. She could make it. She could have that hope. So love leads to hope. And no matter what you go through, you have to also, with that hope, you have to forgive yourself and strive to do better and make better decisions. In that movie, The Wiz, they kept the hope. They kept hope no matter what they were going through. As long as they found their way back to the yellow brick road, as long as they found their way back to hope, the yellow brick road represented hope for them. Love was already there. So if you're in this place right now and you're feeling like you're just feeling like, okay, we've had this big Easter celebration, and you know the excitement of everything is gone, and then it's like, okay, you're back to work, you're back to the same grind, of everything, of life. I just would like to encourage you tonight that there is still hope. There is still hope for the weary. There's still hope for those who really have a desire to really do what it is that God has called you to do, there is still hope. There's still hope. There's hope because God loves you. He sent his one and only son to die on the cross for you, for your sins. And he didn't send him to condemn you, but to actually save you. And he's always there. Nothing will separate you from the love of God. There is hope. There's hope also because God wants you to never give up. Never give up. Always press. Be tenacious. Push. P-U-S-H. Pray until something happens. Push. Drop the excess weight if you have to. If you're going through some things and you're carrying so much load that you can't walk the walk, you can't talk the talk, let some things go. Perhaps maybe you need to let the internet go for a while, for a season. Maybe the internet is holding you down. Maybe you need to let go of some friends or acquaintances. Drop the weight so you can go on and do what God has called you to do. Sometimes you have to drop the situations and drop even your fleshly weight. Sometimes you've got to lose some pounds to get to the place where you need to get to, so you won't be too heavy in getting there doing what God's called you to do. The race is never given to swift or too strong, but to the one who endures to the end. You know, walk in faith. God never wants you to give up. He needs you to walk in faith. And this last message, this last point, God wants you to love. Something happens when you love. I believe that when you love and you allow yourself to love, God can use you. And while you're showing that love, God will heal you while you're doing the thing. While you're showing love, God can heal you, which will lead you to there is hope. Why? Because hope, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So once you see it, you know that your faith is that thing that was the substance of what you were hoping for. It is that substance. You know, love is more than a feeling. It's real. It's not a matter of saying, you know, today I feel like God loves me so much. Today I feel like perhaps maybe my parents love me. Or I feel that maybe someone out there might love me. It's about knowing, hey, God loves me. And then with that, I know we all deal with situations. We all face circumstances. You've got to know that God loves you, and you have to forgive yourself of the mistakes that you might make. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We've all fallen short. We've never, without in our own strength, we can't do it. But with God, all things are possible. I want to encourage you today that there is still hope. God loves you. God never wants you to give up. And God wants you to love. He wants you to do the thing he's called you to do. There is still hope. I know that those bills are still due. I know that you might still have problems on your job. I know that you might still have problems in relationships. I know you might have family problems or issues. You might have car problems. You know, maybe perhaps someone hasn't called you back tonight. I want you to understand today that there is still hope. Perhaps you're in a place right now and you've been saying, God, I don't feel like I'm loved. God wants to encourage you. I want to encourage you today to know that there is still hope. God loves you. Love is more than just some feeling. It takes faith. You got to know it. You got to know that God loves you. You know, and the biggest thing is this. In our Christian walk, let's celebrate life every day. Let's celebrate life every day. And I do have to say something that life coach and author and radio host Corey George, who was on my show last Thursday from 6 to 7, actually said, you know, if you're carrying a whole bunch of weight and you're holding it, that weight could be taken up different parts of you. You know, you might be holding 50% of your past hurts and failures. Another 10% might be what you're going through now, and then you might have another 40%, only 40% of the whole to work with. So sometimes you have to let some things go so you can have more room to work with. Let the past go. If you're holding 50% of what you've held on to and hurt things, and those things are keeping you bound and you're not able to walk the walk, you're not able to run the race, then let those things go so you can have more space and God can fill you up with what he needs for you to have in this season. So that's my word for you today. There is still hope. There is still hope. Thank God, thank Jesus, that you have the opportunity to get it right. As long as you're alive, you have an opportunity to give it, to do your best for another try. But once you give up hope, you've lost the game. When you lose hope, you lose the desire to do the thing that God has called you to do. I want to encourage you today, listen, wherever you are, just remember that there is hope. God loves you. I love you. This is G. Wright. And I hope that this message has blessed your heart. Feel free to tune in. It's coming Thursday from 6 to 7. And don't forget to check me out at gwrightonline.com. And I pray this prayer over you right now. I pray, Father God, you'll touch the hearts of the people out there who have given up or who feel like they want to give up. And I pray, God, that they will remember that you love them, that you don't want them to give up, and that you want them to love. I thank you for loving us to life. God bless you. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Amen. And I will see you guys again on Thursday. God bless. Send a special shout out to my mother right now. Thank you, Mom, for tuning in. And for my other listeners, thank you for making this show a favorite. God bless.